Welcome to 69 Admins. For release on April 7th, this is episode 22. Now, as a bit of a change from news about the world of television, we're going to take a look at some picks from various services online. After all, what's the use in talking about television if you never watch it? There are many free online services, and it is worth taking a look at some of the interesting offerings from them that you might consider watching. After all, the advertising market is still smashed, and that is causing downstream destruction for television and other media outlets. So if you're expecting a new season of good things, well, keep waiting. Over on Hoopla, you only need a library card from a participating library to be able to use the service. There are a variety of television shows and movies available there. Now, if you like things that wind up on Acorn TV, then you'll be in good shape. We recommend watching the 2011 Heather Hemmings movie, Three Musketeers. No, it won't be what you are likely expecting. Every actor and actress has to start somewhere, though. In switching over to Tubi, we find a bit of a broader catalog of television shows and films. A good show that unfortunately got mangled by Fox was Almost Human. It survived one season about 10 years ago in its original run. You can see what aired at the link in the show post. It would have been interesting to see what would have happened if the show had gone on. Now over on Crackle, you're able to find the comedy show hailing from Possum Lodge in Canada. Yes, friends, I'm talking about the Red Green Show. There are 15 seasons of that show in existence, but Crackle only has the first three. And the show originally aired in 1991, so you do the math. Although Pluto TV is known for its free, ad-supported streaming television, it also has on-demand programs too. Oddly enough, you're able to watch the Canadian show Da Vinci's Inquest through the platform. There are four seasons available. Now over on NASA Plus, there is a variety of on-demand programming produced by the space agency. For all the years the agency's been around, it has produced a lot of television, a lot of films. One gem is Space Shuttle, a remarkable flying machine. And, of course, you can also watch NASA TV live to see things such as the 2024 eclipse event, too. Deutsche Welle provides on-demand content of various types online. In a recent episode of Shift, the crew at DW talked about VR tourism. Now, live TV is available from them even, so check it out. On ABC iView from Australia, there is an on-demand program simply entitled AI vs. Human, The Creativity Experiment. Now, you'll need to make a free account to access the program, but it is worth it to watch this. It takes a pretty even-handed look at things, and it is relatively accessible to the layman. It's a good watch. On the plus side, you'll also get access to television news from another perspective, beyond the blinkered madness here in the USA. And finally, after all those free picks, we come to our pick of the fortnight. This pick will be from a paid service for a change. Apple TV Plus has a wonderful 6-episode series entitled The Completely Made-Up Adventures of Dick Turpin. Starring Noelle Fielding, Hugh Bonneville, and Ellie White, you get a hilarious look at part of England's cultural past, the time of the highwaymen. I highly enjoyed all 6 episodes and recommend that you do so as well. The pickings on Apple TV Plus may be smaller compared to other services, but when you find something that you want to watch there, it usually is fabulous. A link to that show, as well as all the others, will be found in the show post. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until next time, friends, please remember that this program has been produced in Ashtabula by Eerie Looking Productions. Be seeing you.
and try again.